WGRR presents the Tim Carter American Historical Ask the Builder Show. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Ask the Builder. It is WGRR 103.5. And I am glad you are here with me this morning. And it's time to spend the next hour trying to help make your house better if it's sick, or if you're getting ready to build a new house. Maybe we're going to build one that's just so strong that nothing's going to go wrong for 30 or 40 years. You know, that sounds crazy, but it's almost possible today with some of the really great new products that are out there that are very, very long-lasting. It is possible to get really good products. I can tell you that for a fact. Every day I turn on my dishwasher, I just can't believe that the thing's still kicking, and no parts, no anything. And so it pays to buy quality. It just it's all that's possible. If you want to give us a call, 749-1035, 749-1035. The show works best when you call me. I don't know your phone number, so I can't call you. That's a disadvantage. I can start to randomly go through the phone book, but I think we might make some people angry if we wake them up. So let's not do that. A bunch of really interesting things are going to happen, actually, in the upcoming weeks. Number one, I leave on Monday for the annual hardware show in Las Vegas, and I looked at the exhibitor list last week, and it has just exploded with the amount of companies that have come back. There was a really bitter breakup between the American Hardware Association and the actual show owner about 3 years ago. It was extremely ugly. And what happened is last year there were actually two different hardware shows, and it caused a lot of confusion. And to make a long story short, the show that went out was the actual owner of the show. They moved it to Las Vegas. It was not a bad show at all last year. But what happened is there were a lot of sore feelings, and some of the big member companies that were part of the American Hardware Association basically started to pout and said, you know what, we're not going to come to your show, man. We don't care about you. Well, looks like they licked their wounds because they're back. And this year, the show is so big, it's actually flowed over into two convention centers. Not only is it going to be in Sands Convention Center, but it's overflowed into the huge Las Vegas Convention Center where they have held the huge builder show each year. So if you're looking for something to do and you want to go see all the new home improvement products, the place to be is Las Vegas next week. I'll be there. And I'm actually conducting four separate information technology panel discussions to help share what's new with the web with all of the manufacturers who make building products. So that's kind of my job there next week. But I'll have a lot of time to look around at all the new products. And it was exciting last year. I mean, within the first 2 hours of walking the floor last year, I had stumbled across 10 incredible products. One of them I still really enjoy. I don't want to call it pegboard because it's not pegboard. For years, if you've had a basement workshop or maybe a something out in your garage, you've put a pegboard to hang your tools. Well, this company that's based down south, this guy just kind of invented this product. It's so simplistic, I can't believe it. It's just pieces of metal that he's broken into squares that are 16 inches on center, and they are maybe 30 inches high. And they just have these vertical slits in them, and they're all spaced very equally. And he invented this very neat metal system that goes into that slit and all these different shelves and hooks and you name it, and hangers for all sorts of different tools. The problem for years with the old pegboard was, if you remember, at least I always had trouble with it, when you went to pull a tool off, sometimes the actual hook came with it, and that was really bothersome. I mean, this new system called Wall Control takes care of all that. That was new at the show last year. So I am quite confident there's going to be, actually, I already know it because I've gotten all the press releases, literally hundreds and hundreds of new products at the hardware show. So I will come back next Saturday and give you a full report. So you don't want to miss next Saturday's show because I'm just going to be, who knows, we could spend the whole show probably talking about new products because I'll come back with a boatload of literature.